League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is 4 Network.
Credo is the daft of the Football Daft podcast.
Is that a good story? Is that a good story?
I've got an encyclopedia brain.
He's got a day man nothing.
Fuck's sake. What are you, a fucking hooligan?
This is Football Daft.
You're a Rangers man.
Aye.
I'm a Hearts man.
With Ewan Cameron.
I work for Showtime and ESPN.
And
hey, the top end of Stevenson.
And this is the Thinking Women's Ewan Cameron, your guest host again this week, David Tanner, filling in for the biggest mouth in Scotland. And Grado, that is a mouth that deserves to be filled in.
Do you not like Ewan Cameron?
I can't stand him, I'll be honest with you now. I've been pretending to like him for the past few weeks, but to be honest with you, I've enjoyed life without him. I, as you know, listen to this podcast every week. I have done since the beginning, and I've much enjoyed listening to the podcast without him and with me in it. Well, mainly because I'm in it.
But you're not getting peed off the amount of tweets going, where's Ewan? Where's Ewan?
Where's Ewan? Has he been tanked?
Well, we're going to find out today, because he's going to speak at the end of the show.
He's coming on.
He's coming on
definitely
to the show.
Aye. See, I thought it was too big time. Have you fallen out with him?
No comment.
What are you going to ask him?
Has he got chlamydia?
I'm going to ask him if he's become a hippie. That might be too offensive, though. He might not like that. So listen, big Scotland weekend, and we've got a special Scotland guest coming on, a member of the current Scotland squad. He's injured at the moment, so he's not joining up with Stephen, the squad at the moment at Orium this week. But he's flown here from Canvas.
Canvas? That's what I wrestle on, mate. You mean Kansas?
We'll definitely edit that out.
No,
we'll
stick that's 10 funny. Quid in that's there. Funny.
Here's £10. We'll edit that out. He's flown here from a wrestling floor. He's flown here from Canvas. He's flown here from Kansas via Rome.
Oh, he was at the Celtic game, wasn't he?
He was on the sauce.
Good on him. Good
Johnny
on him.
It's Johnny Russell, of course.
Aye, it's Johnny Russell.
I should mention that. Have you ever been on an away trip with your team, the Buffs? An away European game in the Ayrshire at the stage.
Done it, Darvel. Done it, Darvel. Fucking winter in July there, man. No, I went to Unarea, Uracenzi, which was at the...
Oh, in Romania?
Aye, man.
I've never
which
been
was,
to Romania.
And it was... Oh, man, it was horrific. Horrific. The Rocksteady folk, they were using Lynx deodorant as a deterrent.
Like that's the, so the stewards, the Romanian stewards.
Aye. One of them was threatening them with fucking Africa, like Africa.
First time Rangers.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting on that.
Were you reeking?
Aye, I was steaming. Aye, but that was a good trip. That was, what was funny about that as well was when we were on the flight away home, the pilot come on and said, and this is your captain, Alan McGregor speaking, and everybody started going, Alan McGregor flies 10 planes a night.
Is that, were you famous back then?
No.
That was before you were famous.
No.
So you were properly out of order then.
No.
Did you pee in the street?
No.
Did you
no.
pee in a fountain?
Nope, nothing like that.
Ah, that's not a true Scottish football fan abroad.
Is that what you did? Have you done stuff like that, David?
No, but I have filmed.
Do you sit down peas?
Yeah, working. Yeah. I think I'm quite. I like to think of myself as being civilized. Anyway, we'll be talking MLS, Dundee United, mad people. We'll get Grado's rant coming up as well. We'll get the BA 52 match of the week and our special guest star, normally host, but guest star this week, Mr. Ewan Cameron, will be coming up to reveal all.
Grado's rant.
My rant.
Yeah.
My rant this week is about the Scotland tap. It's humming. And before you start, Producer John, it's not because it's hoops.
Money hoops.
Nah, it's because it looks as if there's a stain on it. It looks as if somebody's got kebab sauce on it. It's just not attractive at all. Not attractive one bit. And I don't care about what colours are on it. I don't care about the type of soaks or anything like that. It's just, come on.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Euro 96 top, which was tartan.
That was my first Scotland top. That was tremendous. That was brilliant.
Oh, rubbish.
Are you kidding me on?
Oh, it was tartan. It looked ridiculous.
No, didn't
he? Andy Stewart at the New Year show. I've just come down from the island sky.
Nobody making them up a shy.
So I don't mind this one. And there was a couple of absolute mingers. I mean, the one that had the yellow and the pink and the white strip. Johnny Russell played
that was
it.
Humming. That was like a fucking like a packet of fruit salad, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That's funny, I know. And another thing, Tanner, I'm looking at this Scotland strip. The shorts don't match the tap.
What?
The shorts don't match the tap. It's a different colour short. It's a different colour in navy blue to the navy blue the tap. It's a disgrace. And I'm not the only one. Listeners to the Football Daft podcast, you've been tweeting us in at Football Daft Pod.
Are you reading that?
Can you tell? Ross O'Twell says, absolutely honking. Worst looking thing in FITBA since Peter Beardsley.
Oh, no, that's harsh.
Hey, Peter.
William Donaghy, sure not Willie Donaghy, ex-Scotland defender. I love it. I love Scotland and I love Hamilton Accies. So it's brilliant to see a Scotland top with Hamilton Accies sleeves. There you go. It's a positive for you.
The sleeves,
Greeting face.
Kyle Murray says, the top is not great, but it's not that bad. Why they have added that red stripe on the sleeve? Why they have used the shorts that look a total mismatch to the tops? If you've seen someone rocking up like that to the FITBA, you'd assume they just didn't bother buying the new shorts.
Oh, shut up, Kyle. Cheer up. Come on. Here's Tam.
David,
with the
come on. Easy, easy.
Oh, sorry.
I've got to keep these listeners.
I'll get rid of them all by the end of this. Here's Tam saying, I've been a fan of the Adidas kits. I thought the pink WWC, for example, was a cracker. Tam, are you steaming? They can do it when they try. It seems they couldn't be bothered with this one. Mm, no. I like it, Tam.
Pete's got a good one. Looks like something Ross County rejected.
Brian says, another Scotland kit from the infamous designer. No, Dad, don't make me wear it. Oh, come on, Brian. Listen, I want you to go and buy one and wear it with pride because you're a Scotsman. Right. You're a supporter of the Scotland team. If you don't buy one and wear it, you are English. Sorry.
Well, there's an English. Look at that. There's a red and a white bit.
Oh, yeah, red and a white.
That's why a lot of folk are complaining about it.
Anyway, listen, I'm 47 years old. I couldn't give a flying what they play on. So after a sensational couple of results for Celtic and Rangers in Europe, we had a fabulous weekend of high-quality drama in the Scottish Premiership. Will you remember where you were when you heard that Christian Doige had not only scored, but scored a hat-trick for the old high bees?
It's just funny how that happens, isn't it? Isn't it? Just funny how it happens. Hank Heckenbottom's...
got to come back.
No, but it's weird how that happens, isn't it? Just the guy's out the door and then he starts playing for the jersey.
But credit to Eddie May, though. He put two up front, Doige alongside Cambury, and it worked. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of two up front.
Right, and Scott Allen scored a cracker.
Oh, yeah. Ran from the halfway line.
Yep.
That was the goal of the season contender in this particular game. The goal of the season contender in Hearts 5, St Mirren 2, well, it could have been anyone, but Jake Mulroney's was a cracker. What did you make of that then?
Oh.
Your old friend that you describe as the PG, Austin McPhee, getting a win. Hearts' first home win since April. Fortress Tynecastle is back.
I mean, it's a good result for Hearts, but at the end of the day, Austin's not going to get the job, is he? Come on. Do you think he may get a job?
I don't think he may get a job. I mean, Ann Budge suggested not. But I tell you what, I said it last week. He's a bright coach, so you never know. So Kilmarnock 2, Hamilton 2. Accies were two goals up, but Sam Stubbs' straight red card.
Oh.
Turned the game.
Jackie's Feather will be happy about that.
Who's his Feather?
Who's your dad?
Imogen Stubbs.
But there you go.
And the Dandy Dons winning 3-1 at Ross County.
Aye, Aberdeen made it 3 wins from 3 as they moved into third. Oh, Oh, I would have liked to have heard you and Cameron's opinions on that, about Aberdeen moving into third place after a difficult season at the start for Derek McInnes, but he's that's a 4 out of 5 they've won. 4 out of the last 5 they've won.
Now, be honest, when Celtic were winning in Italy, then had the journey home through the night and all the rest of it, were you thinking they might just drop a couple of points?
Absolutely not.
Against Motherwell?
Absolutely not. Nah, I wasn't really surprised. I think they scored in the 17th minute. I was watching the Livingston and Rangers game, and I knew that would be a victory for the Celts and the main top. Just a wee bit frustrating as a Rangers fan. We never could have, we never got a couple of more goals. We could have got the bragging rights this weekend for going top, but nah.
But were you worried before that game, given that Celtic had lost at Livingston the last time they played there?
Aye, and also because of last season as well. We got pumped off Livingston, so as Livingston is one of the places, turn up, get the 3 points, and then up the road. And I'm just glad we could have done it. We could have scored more, and it would have been good to get more goals, to go top of the league for the goal difference, but I'll take a win at the Tony Macaroni Arena because it's a hard a place to go at Tony Macaroni.
And was that your Chepetto
yes,
accent?
Yes, just a slight Chepetto. That's the only bit of Chepetto I'm giving you on this show tonight, David.
Copyright reasons.
Yes.
I'm sure. Listen, I've got to talk to you about the Scotland team. Johnny will be coming in a minute, Johnny Russell. But Andy Robertson, Scott McTominay and Ryan Fraser, 3 Premier League players pulling out of the Scotland squad. How are you feeling about that?
Well, like you've told me before, David, you don't know what's happening in their personal lives. You don't know what's happening there. Do you think that they've pulled out because they don't want to play? Because of where it is?
It's possible that their clubs wanted them to pull out.
Well, that's
possible.
Right.
We should still be able to beat Cyprus, though. However, aye. I am old enough to remember 1990... when Richard Goff scored a winner in the 96th minute out in Limassol. So, the ultimate squeaky bum time on the way to Italia 90. Were you born in Italia 90?
No, but I was watching the Diego Maradona documentary, was amazing. Amazing. Have you seen it, John?
Yeah.
Where did you make it? I can't believe it, but I paid the $9.99 and it's coming out Netflix in 2 days. What a dafty.
Have you met Diego Maradona?
Oh, no, don't tell me. Let me guess, when he was Argentina boss?
Yes, his first game in charge is Argentina. So Maradona agrees to do an interview with me.
Oh, tell me, I'm getting excited about this, David.
So we go to the Radisson Hotel.
Yeah, get me on.
And we wait for hours. So we have to be there at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, no show. 2 o'clock, no show. 3 o'clock, no show. 4 o'clock, no show. 5 o'clock, Maradona appears. Goes for his dinner. 6 o'clock, comes out, goes up to his room. 7 o'clock, comes down, is interviewed by Argentinian television, the host broadcaster, is interviewed by another Argentinian channel, and we're sitting there, ready to go. I stood up, shook his hand, and he said, 2 words.
Fuck off.
Those were the very words.
Seriously?
And I didn't get the interview.
You are kidding me on, honestly?
Yeah.
So, how did you feel?
How did I feel? I felt like an absolute tube, to be honest with you. We had a really nice dinner after that. Like, oh, bollocks, we'll have a dinner.
Aye.
But yeah.
That's a good story. I love that video of him when he's sitting in the restaurant with a beef. Have you seen that?
No.
The beef, he's sitting waiting. He's in like an Argentinian steak restaurant and the steak is getting sliced slowly and he's going, and they're sprinkling the salt on it. Go and watch it. It's brilliant. In fact, it's put me in the mood for a wee steak when I got the road tonight, I know to.
I'll take the vegan option.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So it's international weekend and we're looking forward to it now on Football Daft Podcast. We've got a current Scotland international player who played in the last game, scored recently, of course, against San Marino. It's Johnny Russell. Johnny, great to see you here. Before I welcome you, I have to say, reminder that Chepetto here has dyed his hair blonde. You've also dyed your hair blonde. I feel like I'm sitting next to Bridget Nielsen and Pat Butcher. What's going on, Johnny?
Which one's Pat Butcher?
I don't know. I was helping a mate out when I came back. Dyed my hair silver and it's went blonde now. So
it's looking good.
What were you helping your mate do?
I know she does a bit of colouring, hairdressing and stuff like that. So it's
just a hairdresser. I thought you meant you were helping him do a removal and your hair went grey.
No, it wasn't a... It wasn't anything like that.
So you never paid for it?
I did. I just fancied a wee change. Thought I'd do it.
Oh, it's looking good, mate. I wish I could get the growth run about the face, but I can't get that, man. It's like pubs on my face. I can't. I'd love to be able to grow a full biff of a beard. I think that would look good, but I totally can't, man. Which is, it's not cool.
Nothing to be ashamed of. You have, on the other hand, Johnny, I've got a fulsome beard. Very impressed with that. Tell me this, then. You're just back from Rome. How is the heat?
It's good now. No, it was me and my brother went over. Haven't been able to, always been playing, so never been able to do an away trip. So picked a good one to do our first one.
Aye. How was all the fans with you? Were they all going?
Oh, they were brilliant. Aye. Sorry, but I didn't think I'd get any hassle, but.
No, I don't mean hassle. I mean, when they were just all buzzing to see you and coming to see you and were you wearing your Celtic top and all that?
No, I didn't. I didn't go that far, but no, it was good. Got a good reception for them.
Yeah, that's good. Brilliant. So you're off now then, basically, because you're injured.
Aye, so...
What'd you day drop, a tumble in your tail or something like that?
No, I was struggling going into the last Scotland camp. I was struggling a bit. We were doing the warm-up. For the game, and I went to hit a shot in the warm up, and the pain was ridiculous in my groin. So, I mean, wasn't really ideal to come on, but you're never going to turn that down. And after it, the next couple of days could hardly move. So I said to the doctors and physios there, and they arranged for me to get a scan, and just got a bit of a tear in my adductor.
So that is the reason why you've not been selected for the Scotland squad then, isn't
it? I mean, well, I'm injured. Maybe I've just not been selected.
I mean, how keen are you to continue playing for Scotland after this particular tournament?
I spent so long out the squads that it took me long enough to get back in. I don't want to drop back out. It's unfortunate that I'm not in this one, but, you know, I'm hoping the next one I'm back playing, back in form, and I'm in the next squad, but it's something that I would never turn down.
Listen, it's 5 years ago this week that you made your Scotland debut. I remember being in the tunnel for it against England at Parkhead. Yep. Celtic fan, of course. Talk me through that whole experience.
That was amazing. I'd been involved with the Scotland team before. It wasn't my last year. It was when Scotland went to America, actually. Played the US over there. That was my first involvement. I'd sort of had a good season. Craig Levein was the manager, so it took me along to that. Sort of said at the start, you're not going to play, but just enjoy it. I was a young boy, going to enjoy the week, and obviously had no involvement until that sort of, I think a couple of trips before that, made my debut against England. I mean, wasn't a great result, but to do it against England, and all my family were there as well, and came on and set up the goal for Robbo.
Yeah, you put
it. So, you know, it was kind of take away the result. It was perfect for me, that.
Whose jersey did you get?
No one's.
What?
Oh, do you know?
I didn't take one. That's, sitting here now, that's something I wish that I started a lot earlier, is taking people's jerseys.
Oh, really? Really?
Do you know?
Who's the best one you've got now?
I took Zlatan's.
Brilliant. That's
amazing.
Got my dance
a few months ago.
Do you know what I noticed when I watched the Scotland game the other week? And I noticed Shankland, and it was his debut game. And I seen, it was his second game. Who did he play on the Sunday?
Russia.
No, they played him on the Thursday, on the Sunday.
San Marino, right?
And I think that was his, that was his first start?
First goal.
First start, first goal. And right at the full time, I see a San Marino player run up and swap shots, and I'm going, I bet he doesn't want to give that shot away. You know what I mean? His first shot that he scored, you wouldn't want to give that away, but he's like, biffing out and just giving him. I'm going, I wonder if he's went like that back, came back in the training, training room, got to give
you
back,
usually,
man.
You usually get two.
Right.
So unless he's, I don't know if he's changed it at half time.
Aye.
But if he's no changed it, then I'd be saying no.
Aye, would you?
You'd be getting my spare one.
Exactly, aye, you'd be wanting to keep that, wouldn't you?
Listen, tell me this, you didn't really play very much under Gordon. Was Alec McLeish coming in good for you?
Game time wise, I don't know why, to be honest. I felt at times, you know, we had a strong squad at that point, so I wasn't going to come in and be demanding to play. I was just, you know, I was happy to be there. Obviously, I wanted to play, but just for whatever reason, never really worked out. Never really played, even after the England game. Came on, felt I'd done well, and then I didn't really feature after that as well. So it was kind of at the point where I was like, I didn't really know what more to do, so that didn't work out. Obviously, Alex coming in brought me back in as well. I think where the games were was ideal for me. Peru, Mexico, so I mean, it was still a trek.
Handy.
But it's still like 7-hour flight.
Yeah.
But I think the game's been out there. It was in June as well, so a lot of guys had played a full season. A lot of guys would be out injured, so I'd done an article maybe a month or two before saying that I'd love to be in it, and he actually brought it up, said that he'd seen it, you know, called me back in, and I've been in since. So
that's brilliant. What was the dressing room like under McLeish and when he was at Scotland?
Brilliant. The boys there are brand new. All good bunch of boys. There's no, you know, maybe if you go away with a national team sometime, you think, you know, it'd be a bit of ego and that, but no, it's just a good group of boys, all got on well as well, so there's no stories to tell, like, they don't like such and such. It's a good bunch.
Listen, talk me through Sterling against Gomez, that Rami in England squad. What do you make of that?
I actually just seen that a couple of hours ago, so I can maybe see where he's coming from, you know, losing a game like that, and it'll mean a lot for Sterling that game as well, just with the history and stuff. And if you go in and the boys are giving you a little bit, then you're probably going to bite at times. So I can see why he's done it. But he's a massive, massive player for them. So I think he's been dropped as well for the game. So strong from the manager to do that as well, especially with a player like Sterling. But I think it's good. You're in that environment all the time. It's going to happen. Maybe you don't expect it to happen in the canteen, but it's more on the pitch. But it's, you know, I've been at places and tempers flare, but 10 minutes later, everyone's
so forgotten about pals.
What's the best Rami you've seen in a training pitch or about the club?
Tell us. Don't be fear.
Big Lee Wilkie.
I wouldn't like being
there. I don't know who he was up against, but I know who won.
No, it was another big guy. Remember the Michael Kovacevic, right back. So
defender, right back.
I can't remember why it was, but we were doing a cool down session the day after the game at Tannadice, and I think we might have lost the game because I think it started something to do with that. Lee Wilkie was having a pop at Kovacevic about something. And then Kovacevic has a pop back, and we were all like,
she's got a kick out.
You don't do that. And I think they sort of get head to head. I don't know if Kova tried to throw the first punch, and Big Lee just cracked him in the jaw. And it was like, it wasn't an amazing punch, but like folded him. And
who's the manager at the time when that happens?
That would have been Levine as well.
Aye.
It would have been Levine. Levine sent Big Lee Wilkie in one day as well. He lost the head about a decision in training and absolutely smashed somebody. I think it was Kev Smith. But it was, the tackle was outrageous. It was, everyone was just like, oh, that's too far. And Levine's just said, get in, leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, as in get him?
Aye, just make sure. Like, make sure you're away by the time you get in.
Straight red from training?
Straight red for training.
Ah, terrific.
You don't see that much, so.
What about Kovacevic? Or whatever his name is. I'll try that one again.
Kovacevic.
What about Michael?
I don't get me wrong, he was a big guy, powerful guy, but
did he get up?
I was like sort of fell over, got back up, but that's what I mean. It wasn't a huge punch. It was pretty much a jab, but the power behind that jab is not something I like to feel.
And what about in Panto?
Yes,
Chepetto. Have you ever heard that with the crank he's going for you, or maybe?
Me and Shell Suit Bowl have rolled about the flare a couple of times, but apart from that, man, we're usually brand new with one another. But like you say, usually it's after 10 minutes or so forgotten about David. Right. You know what I mean? Who was the other centre half that played with Dundee United at that time? Lee Wilkie,
Gary Kenneth. Know?
Aye, was it? No, it was quite a good. There was a strong. It was a strong pairing at centre half around about that era, wasn't there?
Aye.
It was a good team. I remember going to. In fact, no, I can't tell that story actually.
What are you going to say, Fat Sam?
No.
Talking of shambles, VAR. What do you make of the way that the English have implemented VAR? Because you've had experience of that in MLS.
Did he have that over there? I couldn't even have told you that.
I had it over there for years.
Seriously?
Aye.
Fuck, man. There you go. For I'm not podcast, a fan. I mean.
Oh, really?
No. You seem... Look, listeners, his face is gone.
Get a face like a slap back. Now, is that... You're not a fan of it in MLS or just the way the
in
English
general?
It?
Just in...
It's taking the fun out of the game, isn't it?
It is. It takes so much out of the game. Don't get me wrong. I think there should be stuff for... Maybe goal line stuff.
Aye.
Stuff like that. But... Now they're checking every decision. Some of the decisions I've made, I think it was, I watched Sheffield Tottenham at the weekend. I was watching it with my family. And the goal they've called off for Sheffield is ridiculous in my opinion.
Was he offside?
See, the thing is, they've stopped the game for 4 or 5 minutes.
That's the thing. That's the big problem, man, with the fans standing there. And nobody's explaining to the crowd either. Everybody's standing about going, what's happening? What's happening? Is that what they do in MLS as well? Is it just a matter of you just stand there and wait? Is any announcement? Or is it Americanized a wee bit? You know how early in America they like to kind of let...
It's a bit quicker.
Aye.
They don't take as long as that, to be honest. But it's... I mean, they're stopping it. They're drawing the lines on the... Everyone's sitting watching this. You're just like, this is 5 minutes a game.
Aye.
For somebody's... And it takes it away for people. I think it was the boys' first goal in the Premier League as well.
That's shocking.
And it's not even... him offside or the pass it's played to him, it's like two or three passes before.
Aye, that's got nothing to do with the goal.
I just feel like they don't give a decision, but then the VAR won't come in and override it because of like it's not a clear and obvious mistake.
Aye.
But it is, so if you miss a penalty, you don't give it. VAR's not going to give it because the referee hasn't given it. So what's the point of having it?
Aye.
I get a decision given against me. I got a penalty given against me and my arm was by my side and the referee's given it his handball, came on the screen, you can clearly see my hand's down here, I've not moved it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's kicked it off me going out the box as well. The referee gives it, we end up drawing the game, and then we get, they contact you during the week and just say, oh, that was like a mistake.
What?
But so
you got, so you got a letter or what?
I think the club got like a phone call or something. So The referee didn't see it. VAR contact him saying, oh, you want to look at this? And then he gives it. And then they come back and say, oh, it's a mistake. So you've got two referees looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
And they make... You've got two of them making a mistake. So there's always going to be debate, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it was never going to come in and be amazing in the Premier League right away. There was always going to be those sort of teething problems, but I mean, it's costing teams points and they're going to have to change it because of that.
It's just horrendous, David, and it needs to be sorted.
It's not on. Now, I remember doing a studio game with you a few years ago, and at that point you were talking to me about hoping to sign for Celtic. It didn't happen in the end. A terrific career in England with Derby after United. Is there still a chance? You're not yet 30. You might end up at Celtic.
I don't know. It's not really up to me. You know, it's something I've always said that I'd love to play for Celtic. It didn't happen. It hasn't happened up until now. Maybe it will. But no, I'd like you said, I had a great time in England with Derby. And then wanted to try something different.
Mm.
You know, initially I didn't really want to go to England anyway. I always wanted to go abroad. Had the chance to go to Catania in Italy.
Oh.
And that fell through. Just I think the season before, 6 months before I left, but broke my leg, and Dundee United didn't accept the bid either, so it was, I mean, never really materialised. And then went to Derby. It was Nigel Clough at the time, and now he's a good talker, good man, manager. And you know, after I spoke to him, I was like, I want to go there. So, but it's, I've not regretted anything. It was just something that I'm happy with him as well now. So it's, you never know.
Now, I've got a tweet here. Somebody tweeted me called Graham Higgins and said, would you ever sign for Rangers?
I was going to ask that.
Can I see the picture? Because I think I might know who this Graham Higgins is.
There you go.
I think that's Graham Higgins that I went to school with. Try to stitch me up.
Oh, really?
No.
But sorry, Graham.
Did they ever, see when you were at Dundee United, was there ever any approach or interest for Rangers?
Not an approach from when I was there, when I was at Derby. There was a, I mean, I wouldn't really say it was an approach.
Just kind of talk?
It was round about the time that, coming towards my end of my time in Derby.
Aye.
And
all right,
there was a mention of, would I go? Mm-hmm. It was a no. But no, there was never any, I mean, interest or bids or anything like that. So it was, I mean, it was a question.
So see how when you were at Dundee United, what was the Dundee derbies like? Did you play in a lot of them?
Played in a few of them.
Aye. And how
got sent off?
Did you?
Aye.
How, like, the likes of the, on Derby Day, is there, you know, is it, does a manager explain how important it is, or do you all know? Is it?
I guess.
Aye, everybody knows. Aye.
I mean, our team for them were mainly all Scottish boys, so.
You all knew the score?
We all knew. Mm-hmm. The script.
Would you sign for Dundee?
Probably no. I'm like that, though. Like, I wouldn't. It's probably. I loved it at United, and. No,
you said a really good team, man. There was a really good team when you were there, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. And I was there for 10 years as well. So, aye. I mean, that was home for so long for me as well. So it's, probably not. But I mean, Derby, you know what I mean to fans. Like, there is, you try and, as a player, you try and play it as a normal game. But there's always that extra bite in a derby because everyone knows what it means.
Do you think that gave you, playing in the Dundee Derby, that gave you experience for playing Fons. Derby games every week.
Oh. Hey, Dantana, I thought you were going to say.
Sorry about that.
No, it was. I mean, it was a good taster for obviously going down there and playing in the Derby and Forest one. Mm-hmm. So it was. That was a intense game as well.
Was it?
They were good ones.
Me too.
I enjoyed them.
Was there anyone that scalped you, or you scalped in those games?
Was it my first or second up? No, I think we lost my first derby. Oops. Away, and the manager got sacked after it.
Oof.
About 10 games
Johnny
into the
Jinx.
Season. I know. And then Steve McLaren came in.
Tales of Steve McLaren.
Aye, brilliant.
Was Steve he your favourite manager, McLaren? Because he's a really popular guy.
Probably.
Clever guy as well.
Aye. I mean, I like my manager for all different reasons. Levine obviously giving me my chance. My manager now is brilliant. Great guy, great coach. But I think McLaren's definitely the best one I've worked with. But going back to the Derby ones.
Aye, sorry,
the return one, we beat them 5-0.
Oh,
so,
no mess.
Bryso scored a hat trick in that, actually.
Do you think that you and Craig Bryson should have had more Scotland recognition at Derby?
I think there was a period at Derby with the way we were playing that we probably should have. But like I said, we had a. There was a good squad at that time, so I mean, it's not like at your club. If your club you're not playing and you feel you should be playing, you could maybe go and speak to the manager. It's just a different feel at international. It's not really like that. You're only with the team for 7 to 10 days, so it was never really a good time to do that. But no, I feel like we had more to offer. Just never really got the opportunity to do it.
So you're playing the MLS, right? What's do you think's the kind of biggest differences playing in the MLS than what it is playing in Scotland?
Because
I mean, MLS and Scottish leagues, they both take a pelting, didn't they?
Aye.
You think about it, English fans. So
I mean, I'm constantly defending the two leagues, so
I've
been doing it for years. So it's, I don't know. I just think it's a bit, maybe a bit of ignorance at times. We're just thinking that, like, the be all and end all is England.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of the people that do it, I've got no idea about the leagues. Don't probably watch any of the league. Maybe see a couple of highlights here and there, but. I mean,
and then you see likes of Celtic and Rangers last week.
Two amazing results
in Europe. And, you know, there's some English players that have came up here and got fun out. I definitely think there is an ignorance. But in terms of like style and play and stuff like that, obviously, it's not as physical.
No, I wouldn't say so. It's weird because some games in the MLS, the pace is like frantic, ridiculous, and then you go somewhere else and the weather's that hot, you just can't play that way. So you're constantly adapting to different places and how you can play, which you don't get that in Scotland, you just get rain. So it's brilliant.
And what's the crowds like? See, obviously up here and the crowds can be, you know, a bit mad, a bit mental, the fans. What's it like you're there? Is it me? Come on, go on, Kansas, come on.
It's a lot.
Shoot the ball, hit the net, come on. Is it like that?
It's a lot friendlier over there.
Did they sit with one another?
Aye. A lot of the time they do.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
I know that's. I mean, it was weird for me to
just clapping your goals and all that.
Aye, like opposite fans in that. So it's weird. Don't get me wrong, you still get stick, but I mean, back here you're getting stick off every single away team, their fans, whereas over there,
how impolite is the stick over there, or is it quite polite stick?
It's polite stick. I mean,
you suck.
That's the one you get all the time. and it's I just laugh at it. I mean, I laugh at most stick, but I mean, how can you get offended with that? If somebody's saying you suck, I mean, if you're getting offended at that, you're in.
Is it good that you can avoid the likes of tabloids being in America? You know, if you maybe, you know, see like the presser there, how do they have?
You're implying that I do stuff to.
No, I don't mean that. I mean,
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Do you see likes of you wake up, you remember when you played with Dundee United, you wake up and you read your. You're maybe getting slated for having a poor game. You get a three and all that. Does that happen in America? No. So do you think that's a benefit?
You still get the media and like sports writers and stuff like that. But it's.
They don't crew again. Are they too polite enough?
You kick the ball well. I mean, at no point really do you get dug out or carved out. I mean, you do off your team and your manager, but outside of that. I mean, social media, everyone gets slaughtered on that.
Tell me about it.
But take away that, then, it's no like that at all.
I'm on fire here, right, but I love all this American stuff, right? So your American day, typical American day, right, you've got training, what happens?
Probably train for most days for about an hour and a half, and then maybe two or three times a week we'll come in, and then we'll go in the gym as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're usually out by one, half one.
Aye.
So it's two days before the game.
Snooker hall. No. A couple of cans of lager.
Not at all. The weather's brilliant.
Aye.
The weather's brilliant there. Like most of the states have got like a wee communal pool, or you go to like the gym. Or a lot of the boys stay in apartments.
Uh-huh.
So if for whatever reason the little one's not there, if she's back home or if she's in nursery for a bit, then it's down to the boys' pool and enjoy it there.
So how many kids you got?
One.
Brilliant. And so is she, wait, is she, if you don't mind me asking?
She's two and a half. She'll be three in
So
March.
Are you looking for it to be taught educationally wise in America? Is that a good way of saying it?
Nice.
Taught educationally wise.
What would your choice be for educationally wise in this? America or Stevenson?
The schools in that are brilliant there. Kansas, I think it's one of the top places for kids, and I mean she loves it out there as well.
She's gonna end up with an accent.
Certain words she says, she's picked up a wee bit of an accent. Like she was going through a stage of saying like yeah, but like
yeah,
drag yep, like that, like dragging it out a wee bit.
Yeah.
And then Like, she calls my missus, like, mama.
Oh, really?
So I'm like... But then she comes back here and she hears... I mean, she
what
hears
the family,
us,
talking?
The family talking that, and she picks up, like, I and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's, but it's a good stage where she's sort of copying you and that, whatever you say, so it's,
pretty much.
It's a good one.
Tell me about the jocks you've faced over there. Have you played against the Scottish lad?
I have, Danny Wilson.
Where's he then now? He's a Colorado rapper.
Colorado, so is Sam Nicholson.
But he, but that's a lot colder there, isn't it? Colorado gets in the winter, it's a right winter, isn't it? To be but fair, then I think you get a winter, I know.
Shocking,
you know?
Winter, aye. So aye. I went back last year, January, just before pre-season, and hadn't been there all winter. So going into the street, snow everywhere, but everyone's drives and that are all cleared.
Aye.
My whole garden is knee-high snow. But I've not even got a shovel, so I had to go out with my... It was like my daughter had like this little fake shovel, and I was out for about 3 hours, or I couldn't even get my car out for training the next day. Honestly, it was like
a kid's shovel.
Oh. I'm out. I was just scraping layers off to try and get it away.
Is there any stadiums in America that you like going to? Like you go, oh, that's a good one. I love playing there.
Portland's good.
Oh, the Portland Timbers. That's
guy,
your boy played for them, didn't he?
Yeah, chainsaw and that.
What is that?
If they score a goal, they've got a big tree behind one of the goals, and the guy just chainsaws
no way.
It. Aye.
What, when they score? And they go, aye. Timber! Did they do that?
Chainsaws it. Imagine a guy jumping about a chainsaw here.
Seriously? Yeah. Have you seen that?
I've cut a log once at a Scotland game. Are we talking about the same thing?
Tanner, you're a dirty bastard.
No, but there's good. Seattle's good. I like Seattle.
Now, you mentioned him earlier, but is Zlatan the best player you've played against?
Oh. Probably, I don't know.
Oof.
Played against some good players. That Belgium team.
All of them?
Hazard, I've played against him maybe 3 or 4 times now. He's up there. De Bruyne. Vela, Carlos Vela's brilliant. Zlatan.
Zlatan.
I mean, Zlatan's probably the biggest name, but I mean, Rooney as well, Wayne Rooney. Mm.
In your Scotland debut.
Aye, and we played them over there as well when he was at DC.
What was the buzz like around him there? Was it a carnival?
Aye, they loved him. So they did. But, I mean, they love any big name. So it's, you attract a guy like that, then the whole league's buzzing, really, because it's... I mean, it's good for the league. You bring players like that over, and your Rooney's... A lot of people see it as, it's a retirement league. But the attitude Rooney came over with is like the attitude you've seen throughout his career. Aye, he's
phenomenal, man.
He came in, I mean, he worked his balls off like he always does and played brilliant.
There's always talk of Zlatan ending up at Celtic, drinking that over him.
There was talks, I heard talks of him going back, supposedly going back to Man U. So he's still in great nick. He doesn't really run much anyway, so he's not going to get tired that way. But he's a different level, him.
So it's a big Scotland doubleheader. Then we've got the Cyprus game on Saturday, then Kazakhstan at Hampden Park on Tuesday night. Well, how disappointed are you to miss those games?
I'm really disappointed. Obviously it's not been a brilliant campaign for us, has it? But any opportunity to be away and to add to your caps as well, it's. Not as a miss, but I'll probably stop in and see the boys in that point before one of the games.
That's cool. Kevin Gallagher said something today. He said that some of the players are not taking international duty seriously enough. Can you see what he means by that? When there's a lot of withdrawals, and do you detect that there's pressure on the players from their clubs down south to come out of these games?
Probably there will be. About pressure from the clubs, but at the end of the day, if you pull out the squad, you need to have a valid reason. A lot of people think, guys, just, I don't fancy it, I'm not going. You have to be assessed by your club doctor and assessed by the Scotland physios and doctors for to have like an absence, really. The player doesn't really have a say in it. It's more the club who would say we don't want him there, but at the same point, you still need to be assessed or dropped from the squad for that reason.
You don't need to name any names, but have you ever detected MD while you're playing for Scotland going, I don't think this guy wants to be here, man?
No, not really.
Did he see it?
Because if they did feel like that, they could maybe try and I mean, you could maybe try and get out of squad, but doesn't. I've never really been there.
It's always been a good setup.
It's always been. It's always been like that. It's never been. I've never really. I mean, I've played it. I've played at clubs where you see certain players down tools, and you're like, he doesn't want to be here. But I've never really seen it at Scotland. No.
Listen, the Kazakhstan game is coming up. Tell me, how did you feel over in Astana? And after an hour, you were told, get stripped at 3-0 down, you're going on. Was that one of those ones where you maybe did think?
No, it's... I mean, as a player, you always want to play, but there's... I mean, there's games you come on and you just think, I mean, what can you really do? Obviously, you go on and you try and change something, but you know, there's games you come on where it's just difficult to do anything really, and you know that was one of the nights. It wasn't a great night for us coming on as well. It just wasn't that. I just wanted to forget about it, really, to be honest.
What do you think went wrong that night?
I think they just caught us by surprise, like really. I don't think we went into the game with any disrespect.
Yeah.
But I think the way they came out was just so unexpected, and they caught us. I mean, some of the finishes were ridiculous. When the guy brought it down, and we'd all think he's going to take another touch, and he just hits it top corner.
Yeah.
I mean, you could give the guy so many more opportunities to do that, and he's not going to hit it the same way. But at the same point, we need to stop that. But that's probably the main one. They just caught us so off guard by how they approached the game, and the damage was already done early on.
Do you think Scotland are better than Kazakhstan? Should we beat them at Hampden?
I think we should. I wouldn't say we're better than. I mean, anyone. We need to go and earn it. But it's, if you look at our team. I know you don't win a game on paper, but if you look at our team on paper, we've got a good team. We should be winning these games. And realistically, if we want to qualify for tournaments, it's games we're going to have to win. So from that point of view, then yes, we should be winning the games.
What do you think's not clicked into place in this tournament?
I just don't think we've been anywhere near consistent enough. We've shown at times how good we can be, and then at times we've shown that we've been very fragile at times as well. So it's a difficult. You look at some of the games against the bigger teams, or the bigger nations, as you would say, and you know, the Russia game at home, we were dominating that game until the goal. Belgium game, we had great spells at the start of that game as well, and then I don't know, we get caught with a goal, and it just seems to, I don't know if the confidence goes, or I think from everyone it's just like the shoulders get slumped a little bit, and it's an uphill battle. I mean taking anything from a team like Belgium is going to be hard, but when you're doing well in a game and then they hit you with a bit of a sucker punch, and it's difficult to get back into a game like that. Obviously you've still got the belief that you can do it, but realistically it's going to be hard.
Oh, this is too depressing. Right, come on, Johnny Russell, you're 30-year-old, right, you've had a great career so far. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Oof. Where would you like to be?
I don't know.
Ideal.
Still playing.
Aye.
Aye, still playing. Obviously, I still want to play at a high level as well. So
you see yourself still in MLS in 5 years' time?
Maybe, aye.
Aye.
I love it there. I'm not desperate to leave. I'm not desperate to get back or that. Like, it's a good place. It's been good for me. My career, you know, I went through a bit of a dip in form at Derby and then got it back towards the end, and then going out there has sort of revived my game a wee bit. So I mean, they've been great to me out there. They've been brilliant with me, and so I would never like disrespect them and try and get away from it.
And this getting home, you're obviously getting to spend Christmas in Scotland with your family. Aye. You'll manage to catch I'm a Celebrity, you've got everything sorted out. So what I'm saying to you is, would you recommend the MLS to any other Scottish players that have maybe been, that have had interest for MLS? Would you say?
Aye, definitely. If somebody's had if somebody's had the interest and it's a good fit for the player, then I would say 100%
aye, go for it.
So
is MLS a step up from the Scottish Premiership?
I don't know, I'm not playing
in terms of quality
Scottish Premiership for what, 7 years, so yeah. I think there's a lot, if you look throughout the league, there's probably a lot more quality players. I don't know about the, if it's a step up, but if you look at guys like Zlatan, Rooney, Carlos Vela, you mean, I mean, they're superstars, really, the game. So you've got guys like that, but you've got a lot of, you've got a lot of guys in Scotland who would go over there and, you know, they would do what they've been doing in Scotland, and, you know, there'd be a breath of fresh air out there as well. So it's not as, I wouldn't say, I would never put the Scottish game down and say it's a step up, but it's, there's definitely some huge names over there.
Well, I've had a tweet for a regular listener, Sean McLaughlin. He says that he works with your uncle / cousin, I don't know how that works out, Andy,
Scott Bridge, time to time.
He asks, would you trust him to fit New Indies, because he wouldn't?
No.
What a pain.
Oh, David, you're on form with stuff like that. You're good at that, mate.
Smashing.
A few good puns at
him. Smashing, you get it? Ground breaking punditry. No, glass making. Fuck, I mean, I couldn't do it. Glass shattering punditry.
Punditry. Oh! It's all about how you frame the question, Johnny. And if you've got any glass puns that we may have missed out there, please do let us know. Well, listen, before you go, Johnny, we've got to ask you about a record that you hold, a club record that you hold at Dundee United. I'm sure Grader will want to hear all about this.
Why?
You scored the quickest goal in Dundee United's history.
The cup game? 15 seconds. Is it 15?
Yeah. Who was that against?
Rangers.
I remember it well.
No, that was, that was a weird one. It was a lot of stuff in the press about how outspoken United were. It was time Rangers were going through their struggles, and Dundee United were really outspoken on it. So there was a lot leading up to the game about Rangers fans not attending the game, and I think a lot of their players had a few things to say as well. And then obviously the game started, took kick off, ball got launched up to Big John Daly, headed it down, and I think it was Big Ross Perry who was playing, managed to sneak in between the two of them and hook the ball out and drop nicely for me and put it away. So it was a dream start for everything that was going on in the build up to that, and then the fact it was a cup game as well, dream start for us, and we went on to win the game as well, so that was perfect, really.
I remember watching it in Edinburgh Hotel, man, absolutely devastated.
Calling me off,
they were not good. They were not good days. What was that, 2012? Was it that?
It would have been about
2012,
yeah,
right?
January 2013.
Dark day.
5:39, because it was my,
Jackie McNamara,
it was my last year. It was my last year.
Tell me this, why was it, whenever I did a live TV game, you seemed to score? What was it about Dundee derbies, games against Celtic, games against Rangers, that made you reach your peak?
I don't know. It was always games like that I loved. I still do. I don't know what it was, but I remember that at the time at United, and even when I first went down to a derby, then it was always TV games that, you know, I mean, a little bit more in, so it's probably shocking for me not doing it in normal games, but no, it's, no, I did go through a spell where pretty much every TV game I was playing in, I'd scored a goal, so it was...
Does that G players up knowing when games are shown live?
I mean, a lot of players, you know, get that buzz because it's going to be on TV, but I mean, you don't need that to get yourself up for games like that. So derby games, Old Firm games, I mean, it's the games sort of speak for themselves. So
is that a dream for you to play in an Old Firm?
I would love to play in an Old Firm game, but you know, playing against them was amazing, getting to play at the two stadiums and that.
Did you try as hard against Celtic?
I mean, I scored at both stadiums, so I never won at Celtic Park, though.
Oh, for fun, aye. Come on.
How long's your contract got on it?
No, I've got this year and then an option year as well, and you know, I'm looking to see that out and see what happens there, if they want to get shot at me, if they want to keep me. So it's not, like I said, I do love it where I am. So it's, you never know if anything can change, but I'm a happy guy where I am.
Tell me this, who's been the biggest crackpot you played with?
Oh, there's a few. Michael Gardine's probably the one that sticks out the most. He is. He's a different level, that guy.
How nuts are we talking about? What's a normal day?
For Michael Gardine at Dundee United, there's boys in ice baths. He used to jump up and shit in ice baths. Mm-hmm. Used to throw darts. I mean, we all threw darts at people, but he used to like, properly throw. With a, should never have been allowed with a dartboard in the change room. Boys would just be throwing darts at each other. But even some of the stories you heard when he was at Celtic, Strachan was there, Strachan's first day, and he set up all the balls perfect, and Midge's running out, hitting them all, shitting on the penalty spot before reserve games.
Like, what? An actual shite?
Aye.
Wait, Truesdale's doing in a full shite?
Aye, on the penalty spot before games. But he used to do it, boys would be in, we didn't have ice baths, so it was like the, not like the black bins. Boys would be in that, and he's jumping up onto the side.
Who picked the shit up?
No, him. Just getting left. But no, he was a brilliant guy. I mean, sounds like all the stories are all to do with shit here. But
so this will be the story that the tabloids pick up.
I'm sure he's
Jobby Gate.
Jobby Gate.
I'm sure he's done a few things before when he spoke about it. So I'm not stitching him. He wouldn't even be
bothered.
He'll be buzzing.
What about the Scotland camp? Who's the big joker in the Scotland team at the moment?
He's just left, but Snoddy, Robert Snodgrass and Charlie McGrew are brilliant. Absolutely comedy act together, so they're, you know, it can be a long, if you're away for a couple of weeks, I mean, it can be long just training and then in the hotel in your room the whole time, so when you've got guys like that kicking about, it helps, just, it breaks the day up, but he's...
What's American humour like?
It's not the same. Nah, I mean, it's
you
still...
You don't get a good banter, you don't get a kind of carry on.
You do, aye, but it's just different for here. Scottish banter's just different, isn't it? Aye. But no, it's good.
Wet Willie's not that in America, is it? Or that kind of shit?
You know what I mean? I think that's thrush. So listen, are Scotland going to qualify?
Aye.
Are you going to be back for the playoffs?
If I'm selected, aye. Aye, so it's. I think we will. We've got to go into it with the attitude that we're going to do it, and you know, I don't see why we can't. And it's been a long, hard time for us since we have qualified, and it's probably the best chance we've had in recent times with these games. So it's. I think we have to do it.
And would you urge the fans to get along to Hampden Park for the Kazakhstan game and get behind the team on Tuesday night?
Of course. It's difficult for them. You know, they've went through it, you know, with us. They've been there watching, and you know, they still turn up as well. But it's, you know, I would urge them, you know, get behind the boys and try and gain some momentum going into these playoff games.
And are you going to turn up your kilt with a few cans of Tennent's Lager in you?
Probably not the kilt, but I might have a couple. No, I'll be at the game.
You ever tried Blue Moon?
The beer?
Aye.
Aye, is that the one that comes with the orange?
Oh, aye, that's exactly that. You like it? You like it?
I'm not a beer guy, but it's...
Right. You drink cider?
No.
Vodka?
No, the boys over there have got me into drinking tequila.
Tequila?
Aye, with a wee bit of soda in it.
Soda water?
Aye, it's brilliant.
Aye. Oh no!
I wouldn't ask for it back here. I'll stick to a pint back here.
With that one,
you don't get this in the Times podcast, do you? John, it's been great having you in. Are you going to go and see Grado in the Panto?
I'll go. Aye.
Of course, you're £50.
Come on.
No, I'll be there. I'll go.
I would love to have you there, Johnny. You've been a great guest. It's been great to hear for the MLS, because it's not something we've really spoke about on this show, so get to hear a wee bit about the MLS. It's been cool. MLX, MLS, MLS.
MLX
is what's MLX?
Mexico.
Is that the Mexican league guy?
Sure.
Pedro Caccina, legend.
Johnny, have a nice day.
Thank you, pleasure.
And now, it's time for our Beer 52 Match of the Week.
Last week, out of the 100 entries that we got, nobody absolutely hee-haw damn-haw. Not one entry was correct in the St Johnstone and Hibs match, which ended 4-1 at the Hibs.
Only an absolute fool would have predicted the Hibs would win, let alone 4-1. Now, this week, our Beer 52 match of the week is between Cyprus and Bonnie Scotland, which is on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, don't you know?
There you have it. So to win, all you have to do is guess the correct score before midday on Saturday.
Everyone who gets the right score will go into the draw to win the beer.
Right, and you can enter by commenting on the link on the Football Daft Facebook page or tweet your score at @footballdaftpod with a hashtag free beer.
That was very polite.
Cheers, mate.
Winners must be over 18 and stay in the UK.
Right, predictions then, big man.
Right, I'm worried about this one. Aye. But that said, I am proudly Scottish, very supportive of the team. I'm going to say 1-0 to Super Scotland.
I was going to say 1-0 as well.
And I think a shutout is quite optimistic, but to hell with it, I'm going to say 1-0.
So you think 1-0, David? Mm-hmm. Who's going to score? I'm thinking John McGinn.
I'm thinking an own goal by the left back.
Oh, what's his name?
So, winners must be 18 or over and stay in the UK. And you can get free beer from Beer 52 as well.
All you need to do is go to beer52.com/daft and we can sort out free beers if you just cover the £4.95 for the postage.
Now, you normally get 8, but as you're a Football Daft listener and you deserve it, we'll give you 2 extra free beers. And so that is 8 plus 2. It's a total of 10 free beers.
Your first box will be sent to you next day and will contain beer for all over this month's chosen destination, which is Korea.
Now, it's a monthly subscription service for beer, and Beer 52 don't hold you to ransom, so you can leave any time.
So just go to beer52.com/daft to get your first case of 10 beers for free.
Free. And that's it. That is this edition of Football Daft Podcast. And I think it's been one of the best ones, the best presented ones.
It's been all right. Before you were getting Doug Boys on, you
Who?
And Cameron.
Who?
You and Cameron, we promised the fans that he was going to come on.
Oh, yeah.
He's been absent, don't know why.
Well, I was only saying that to get you off my back. I know you're missing him, but I'm telling everyone I'm not the stand-in host, but I'm like the full-time Heat On show.
Well, we need to clear it up. Give my bell. Have we got him here? Have we got him on the line? Producer John, have we got him on the line?
Are you there, caller?
Yes, it's you and Cameron here. The football.
So have you been? How are you? You been fucking sacked or what?
What? If I was sacked, you'd fucking know because you're Gradle the Daft.
So what is it then? Chlamydia.
You know what it is. I've had shit to deal with. I was in the Middle East because I had to deal with a family issue with stuff, and I've got things to do.
You've had a tough time, mate. I know you've had a tough time. And that's so it is. So it's frustrating when there's folk on Twitter and they're asking. And obviously you've been busy, you've had a tough time in your personal life, and it's no easy just to go out and tell folk on the internet what's wrong, because first of all, it's nobody's business. You know what I mean?
Aye. And you knew there was something not quite right about, what, 3-4 weeks? You said, there's something wrong. There's something going on in your life, isn't there, when I was last doing the podcast.
Oh, I could tell, man. I could tell.
That's what mates do.
You're my mate, and I'm missing you. Tanner Man's doing a good job. Old Suntan Superman's doing all right.
Is he there, is he?
Aye, you might say.
I'm happy.
Do you like David Tanner?
We used to have our issues back.
No way, shut up. He's never spoken about this when he's on. Don't spill the beans, what?
I think he had an issue with me because I would try and
David's face, mate.
Outshine him at media conferences when I turned up for Real Radio and he was there with Sky. I mean, David used to come in thinking it was Billy Big Boss because I'm with Sky Sports and he helped football. And I hated that. David must get the first 3 questions at the media conference that way. He'd get 2 and then I'd jump in for the 3rd one.
Hey,
the host broadcaster.
Hey, fuck this KSI and Logan Paul shite. I'd like to see you and Cameron and David Tanner.
Oh, by the way, see, before you phoned me up, I was watching YouTube and I've got an account on YouTube and I love YouTube. The videos on YouTube.
It's amazing,
like,
mate.
The things I like to watch. So I was going through some of the videos that have been recommended for me, right?
Aye.
And under the topic of football, I'll show you this because you're on FaceTime. I know that the listeners can't see this, but I'm going to show you my telly. And that is what was the first thing that came up as a football topic for me on YouTube. Can you see that, Grado?
Rangers 1, Celtic 5, April 2017.
See that day? I was then off the ball. And actually, thinking about it now, it's probably better off sitting there. But I just remember sitting there, go, 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 go. What a bad day at the office.
But the reason I also show you that, Grado, is one of the videos that's been highlighted as something I should watch. That was only 2 years ago. Look how far your team have come in that two-year period.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Last week, I was... did you ken who I was with last week? Aye.
I know you got an invite to hospitality at the Porto game.
Aye. Superb, superb.
Ewan, did you get an invite to the hospitality at the Porto game?
Yes, I did. Did you, David? I'm only bamming David up. I love David. I've known David for a number of years, and I've listened to the podcast while I've been off.
You're talking shite.
What a grovelling Torag.
I thought David Robertson was brilliant last week.
He was good. He was
I thought David Tanner was brilliant last week. David Robertson was all right.
But the 3-4 weeks that I've not been doing the show, a couple of massive things have happened.
Yes, Rangers beating Hearts.
Yeah.
And the same in the cup semi,
I was over the moon with. And then you hear the news that he's getting paid a full salary up until the end of the season. He's also going to have an input into the new manager, which I've got a huge problem with. He adds nothing. He brings nothing. He failed when he brought in Cathro. He failed when he got rid of Robbie Nielsen. He failed when he was a manager. He's not offering anything. He doesn't need to be there. We don't need him there.
Is he going to have an input in the new manager, do you think?
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's already been said. He will have an input in who the new manager will be. And that's my worry. Because nobody will want to deal with Craig Levein. I mean, I personally want Roy Keane. I want Roy Keane in that.
Really? I said that, but I'd be brilliant. I'd be brilliant.
I'd be brilliant. I can't see it. I can't see it, Ewan.
I think you're probably right, David. I think the likelihood of it happening is slim to none. But the idea of Roy Keane managing at Hearts when you've got Lennon and Gerrard in the Premier League, and then you might have Jack Cross over at Hibs as well.
Or would be even better would be Gordon Strachan. Could you imagine that? Strachan, Keane, Gerrard and Lennon.
Wow.
I mean, that would, again, slim to none, but how good would that be?
That's box office.
Isn't it?
That is box office. So, personally, the list of candidates for the job that the bookies are touting, Roy Keane is head and shoulders above anybody and everybody. I know that Neil Warnock is now in his second favourite. I read that today. After he walked out in Cardiff, but I can't see him coming up to Edinburgh. He's in the twilight of his career and his years, so I don't see that happening. So it's going to be an interesting one. Who's going to come? I mean, I wanted Jack Ross, but I think he's a shoo-in for the Hibs job, although I don't know why Hibs are taking so long to appoint Jack Ross, because he's no longer a manager. He's no longer at Sunderland. He's free, so I don't know what's why it's taking him so long to get him.
It might be his contract at Sunderland hasn't been sorted out yet. You never know.
Oh,
what about
David? Is David, that breaking news?
David, you kept that one quiet.
No, it takes a while.
David, so what are you telling me is that Jack Cross is a shoo-in for the Hibs job, but won't go there until he gets his payment from Sunderland?
No, when the managers get the sack, sometimes the legals can take a couple of weeks. Simple as
that. You say sometimes, but you seem to be suggesting that that's the case here.
No.
Yes, you are. You wouldn't jump in and say that if you didn't know something.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just giving you the benefit of my experience that sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
I think the Hibs fans who are listening to this right now can take it as ready. Go and put your mortgage on Jack Cross getting the Hibs job as soon as he sorts out his money from Sunderland, according to David Tanner, formerly of Sky Sports and now host of Football Daft, but not for much longer.
Interim. How do I fade him out? Is it that fader there? Now, listen, I've got to say, Hearts were sensational on Saturday. Do you not think that Ozzie McCann
Austin McPhee.
Now listen, Ewan, Hearts were sensational on Saturday. Their biggest win since probably the 5-1 Cup final. Does that not make you think that maybe Austin McPhee could be the guy?
No, he's been there. No. He's been there during Cathro. He was there with Levein. I didn't like what he said afterwards. It was like stabbing Levein in the back. I don't know who he thinks he is. he was shouting his mouth off about being a regular Europa League team. We're in a relegation battle. Mm. Does my head in. Austin McPhee does my head in.
Is it because he's here? Does that play a big part of it? Does that bug you, his hair?
No, his hair's got nothing to do with it. I just don't rate the guy at all. Right. There's something. It might be unfair to have a pop at him the way that I am, because I see him as just being part of the Levine team, and they dragged us down.
And listen, we've been celebrating a great night Thursday night for the old firm in Europe. Are you still insisting that Neil Lennon will not make it to Christmas?
Why are you asking me that question?
Hugh Keevans reminded us of it last week.
That's right, so he did.
Well, I tell you what, the punters on Twitter recorded that night when I said I think that Neil Lennon could and might, there's a difference from saying he would, could and might lose his job before Christmas, depending on how results go. And I was a firm believer that if they got off to a sticky start and Rangers had a great start, and in the first Old Firm game of the season, if mm-hmm. Rangers wanted to go 3 or 4 or 5 points clear, then Lennon wouldn't see Christmas.
Well,
I've got that wrong, but the second
you've not been proven wrong yet. It's not Christmas yet.
No, but he's saying this could and would. I sat here in June, before the season had even started, he's gone, Rangers are going to win the title. Lennon's not going to win
the title. Rangers don't win the title. That's what I'm saying. There's two predictions. One was Lennon could and might not be here at Christmas. My second prediction was that Rangers would still win the league. So I still believe Rangers will win the league. I think Rangers are vastly improved from last year. I think it's nip and tuck between the two of them. I think it's going for an exciting campaign. And what the two teams are doing in Europe is just outstanding. I mean, all of Scottish football should be proud of Celtic and Rangers and what they did the other night there against Porto and Lazio. Let's not forget Porto, the 16th rated team in Europe. Lazio, the 34th rated team in Europe. Porto were in the Champions League quarterfinals last year. So two amazing results, absolutely superb. And to think that they might have a second spot in the Champions League in 2021, just amazing.
Now, Ewan, we've had some 5-star reviews on the podcast app. You'll be pleased to hear. This one here, 5 stars from Roscoe, 1,494. Miles better since that Diet Ranger supporter isn't hosting the show anymore. Keep up the good work. I like that one.
And I've also got a 5-star review from Kawabunga00.
Oh, good.
Bring back Ewan. Tanner is a ball bag. He's got, oh my God, I want to be Jim White, written all over him.
Do you know
Nobody
what?
Nobody can be such a sycophant as Jim White.
No, you're very kind to say that.
David, you know Jim White better than anybody. He's one of the biggest sycophants in broadcast media.
No, I love Whitey.
By the way, before I go any further, what have you done with your hair?
I dyed it blonde.
Oh, good question.
You look like a fat Eminem.
Get this cunt. Laugh now. Come on. Cunt.
Let's just.
Yeah. And I'm now going to go and watch this video that's been recommended to me on YouTube. Rangers 1, Celtic 5 from April 2017.
Oh, Grado.
You're a sad bee.
So, Grado, before Ewan goes, what are you thinking then? Do you want him back? Or are you quite happy to have
who's
him here where we can hang up on him?
Who's your favourite? Pick your dad.
Do you want to hang up on him and fade him out? That type of thing.
I think he's an equally.
equally shy.
Well, listen, Ewan, thank you for coming on. It's good to see
it's
you.
All right. I'll see you soon.
I'm so glad you've not been sacked.
No, clearly not. And I mean, the other one that I thought was really good, the other rumour was that me and Grado had a fallout and we were no longer pals.
Can you imagine that?
The amount of people that messaged me going, some people were like direct messaging me going, what's the problem between you and Grado?
That's brilliant. You should have kept that going.
I should have kept that going.
Are you still Facebook messaging his girlfriend?
Right, David.
He can't cut me off.
Hey, what do you think in the studio. What do you think I've been doing while you two have been recording?
Yeah, exactly. Whose house is that you're in? Let's get arrested.
Right. No, this has gone too far. Come on. enough.
Hey! Are you still going out with him?
Aye. Right, let me do our thing. We can do it all as a threesome, right? I don't mean you and my girlfriend. I mean me, you, David, and Tanner. Me, you, and Tanner. You know the bit at the end where we go...
I tell you what, I'll start it. Hey, Grado. Hey, Ewan. I've been the stand-in host.
Hey, Grado. You've been daft.
You've been football at yourself. Remember that?
I feel really left out.
This is 4 Network.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.